It's weekend with Wiser, and boy, is it hot, and that means you should go indoors. There is so much going on. I just love me some Palladium. The incredible Petty Experience is the 18th. Dealmaker Play with Purpose on the 19th. Jeremy Carter at Night, July 19th. That's going to be amazing. And the Al Downing Honors, celebrating Al Downing, Tampa Bay Jazz Association. The Jazz will be playing. Erica Sutherland will be the MC, and there'll be an incredible day to support an organization like Clearwater Jazz Holiday and the Warehouse Arts District and the Suncoast Jazz Festival, all doing good to make music part of youth. On July 25th, Laugh, 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 Lynn Koplowitz with Lou Ann Gewolf. Trace Secour, The Final Brief, A Jazz Farewell, July 26th. July 31st, Zachary Bartholomew and James Suggs, the music of Horace Silver. We're talking the Palladium here. Damon Fowler Trio returns to the Palladium August 1st. August 2nd, Road to Nowhere, Talking Heads Tribute. Ragus Live, Music for the Soul, Sitar and Tabla, August 3rd. James Suggs, this one's going to be amazing, Tribute to Louis Armstrong, and August 8th. And the Writers' Room Showcase, featuring strong writers. We've done an interview. Please go to the podcast. Look at the interview with Dean Johansson. It's terrific. And then finally on the 16th of July, George Pennington, American Odyssey, also at the Palladium. And yes, this is one I'm excited about. A Night of Tom Waits Music with Dave Omler and the Rain Dogs. We will be interviewing them in advance of that 21st concert. And then mark your calendars for this concert. Clearwater Jazz Holiday presents an evening with Vincent Agala on the 22nd. Remember, folks, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday is coming up October 16th through 19th. It's Return to Your Roots in Coachman Park. Lots of fun, lots of great people. Rick Braun and Richard Elliott and the Suncoast Jazz Festival, November 21st to the 23rd. Amazing lineup there as well. So what else is going on around town for Weekend with Wiser? The Merry Wives of Windsor is showing a Shakespeare play at Theater 4 at a little theater in Clearwater that I really like. Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam is this weekend. It's going to be an incredible lineup at Ruth Eckert Hall, a much anticipated 18th and 19th event every year. Dave Koz and friends are back with their summer horns, P.O. Bryson and Peter White. And Saturday's lineup will be Brian McKnight, Jonathan Butler, and the only one and only, Kiko Matsui. Counting Crows will be at Bay Care, Coachman Park, on the 20th, opening with special guest, the Gaslight Anthem. Also coming up at Capitol Theater is Hindley Street Country Club on the 20th. The U2 musical sensations are going to strut their stuff. Here Come the Mummies, the funk rock band of Egyptian Mummies, we held at the Capitol Theater on the 26th of July. And on July 30th through 31st, August 1 through 2nd, Clue the Musical, Celebrate Youth and Theater. The Marcia P. Hoffman School of the Arts and Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater will offer this musical with lead roles held by students 14 to 18. And then on the 31st, of July to August 3rd, Matilda the Musical. Again, more student activity. The Patel Conservatory students at the Straz Center will stage this beloved and a little bit dark Roald Dahl story. On Friday at the Mahaffey Theater, Laura Bell Bundy will perform for one night only. It is a fundraiser for Class Acts and the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts. There's a few tickets left. It'll be an evening of song. It'll be an evening of performances of the students that will then be performing Legally Blonde, the musical Junior. If you didn't know, Laura Bell Bundy was the original Elle on Broadway. She is a fabulous interview. Please go to our podcast, listen to my interview with her. This is a not-to-be-missed show. If you haven't been down to the James Museum, to the Morian Arts Center, and to the Dolly, lots of great shows there. The Dolly has a wonderful local mural show that I'm really enjoying. The Museum of Fine Arts has an incredible show. Nina Yankowitz, In the Out, Out the In. This runs through September 21st. It's an immersive exhibition spotlighting the visionary work of artist Nina Yankowitz, who explores perception through the unique lens of synesthesia. There'll be lots of lectures and things going on with that as well. Big news for St. Pete Beach, Corey Avenue. Yes, the Beach Theater. Congratulations to Hannah Hochman. Please tune in to Big Broadway Energy with Stephen Riordan. He interviewed Hannah about the Beach Theater. And yes, it's here. It's been closed for so long. And there's going to be a launch party, a night of historic cinema, live performances, and a documentary from Lunar Speedboat Productions, a new wave revival of the Beach Theater. And that is just incredible. It's just incredible what's going on there, not to be missed. I also want you to look at the Florida Orchestra links on my Let's Go guide. So much going on. Not only is Cynthia Erivo coming to the Florida Orchestra and so many other great performers, but get this, Morgan Freeman is doing a blues night. I just can't even believe it. They're so creative in their programming. The Florida Orchestra is absolutely amazing. And I want you to tune into Victor Hull's classical scene. He is a principal cellist with the Florida Orchestra. And he has brought so many great people into studio to talk about what's going on. And yes, there's more. Job Sites Production, Puffs, is running. It's a 7 increasingly eventful years at a certain school of magic and magic. And if you love Harry Potter, this is for you. It's running July 9th through August 3rd in the Jape Theater at the Stras Center. And that's really a lot of fun. Now, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium has unveiled Tales of Winter the Dolphin. It's a new exhibit dedicated to the extraordinary life and legacy of Winter the Dolphin. So that is a lot of fun. In case you didn't know, the Threshers baseball plays all summer in Clearwater. It's a lot of fun at 601 North Old Coachman Road in Clearwater at Bay Care Ballpark. It's really kind of an old-fashioned fun thing to do when the Rays aren't over in Tampa. Another great show that is here through September 21st that I want to point out, and thank you June Bunch, Lyrical Ladies, for telling us about that, is A Universe Within. It's at the Chihuly Collection. It features Dan Alexander's exquisite glassworks. They're absolutely, how can I say this? They're transformational. Now, he's been affiliated with the Morian since 2022, but his works are inspired by organic structures and architectural motifs, and the intricate lines, layering of colors, and subtle variations will wow you. Also going on is Art Lofts has an upcoming exhibition that continues on in St. Petersburg, and there is still more. Counting Crows will be at the Babe Care Sound at Coachman Park on the 20th. The Complete Suites Tour is in support of their new album, Butter Miracle. Christopher James will be at Music for Life Arts Center on July 19th. He's a Florida-born Americana soul songwriter and performer. Speaking of Americana, please turn into the Florida Folk Festival this Saturday from 10 to noon and catch the music and eco guest. Toto Men at Work is also coming this weekend. They will be at the Mid-Florida Credit Union on July 19th. They're really one of the few 70s bands that have endured through time. Darius Rucker, 3-time Grammy winner, will be in Tampa at the Hard Rock Event Center at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. At Janice Live, Barrington Levy, a popular Jamaican reggae and dancehall artist, will perform on Tuesday, July 22nd. Keisha Cole, 2 decades after her breakthrough debut album, Change the R&B Game, she's going to be back to where it all began. The Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and princess of hip-hop and R&B is on the road for the Way It Is 20th Anniversary Lunch Tour. And that is going to make a stop at Amalie Arena on July 19th. Also coming up in August is Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmatchers, August 15th at the Capitol Theater. Classic Albums Live, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, a David Bowie retrospective at the Capitol Theater on August 17th. UB40 at the Bay Care Sound at Coachman Park, August 21st. The Bliss Spirit Players at the West Coast Players, August 22nd through September 7th. One of my favorite little theaters in town. Of course, do check on what's going on at American Stage, at Freefall Theater, and also at Studio at 620. Classic Albums Live, Bob Marley and the Wailers, August 23rd at the Capitol Theater. Astrophysical, Bay Care Sound at Coachman Park, August 24th. And then Tyler Henry, Tuesday, August 26th, Ruth Eckert Hall. George Thorogood, The Destroyers, Ruth Eckert Hall, August 31st. And then Cynthia Erivo, as we told you, the Florida Orchestra on September 3rd. So much going on. Camelot opens in September at the Francis Wilson Playhouse. The Stras gets back into business. So many great shows. The 2025-6 Bank of America Broadway at Stras Center season features The Wiz, Water for Elephants, Kimberly Akimbo, The Outsiders, and Juliet, Hell's Kitchen, Stereophonic, The Notebook, and In the Jape Theater, Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors, and the return engagements of Les Mis, Six, Beetlejuice, and The Holiday Treat, A Christmas Story, the musical. Girls Rock Camp, if you haven't seen them, the Girl Power Band is back. It's going to be at Janice Landing live Saturday, July 19th. There's also going to be a Tampa Bay Rodeo and Family Festival this weekend, July 18th through 19th at the Hillsborough County Fairgrounds. I always wanted to be a rodeo queen. The Fitness in Tampa Bay Ice Cream Festival continues at the St. Pete Pier, celebrating its fifth anniversary. There'll be a fitness fest on Saturday and ice cream project on Sunday that marks National Ice Cream Day. I love ice cream, and you'll see me everywhere there is an ice cream stand. From the Pops downtown to the Gelatos. So then finally, Laser Rush and Laser Grateful Dead, Tampa Museum of Science has that going on over there. And the Keel Farms Food Wars is happening on the third Sunday, this Sunday, at Keel Farms. And there's a Boozy Book Fair up in Tarpon Springs. Palm Harbor celebrates 100 years this weekend, 11 to 2. And the Splash Treasure Hunt at the Highland Family Aquatic Center is also going on. Thanks to our friends at the Tampa Bay Times and Sharon Kennedy Wynn for that information as well. Something else that I want to get to do is to go to Adventure Island. I have never been to an Aquaglow. Now, I like bowling, and I love the whole laser bowling, but this is a vibrant neon escape. Don't forget about Floridorama as well, a great immersive museum, and the Imagine Museum, which is going to be hosting a lot of things that are going on with the Comic-Con, and they will have anime and manga there. So this has been Weekend with Wiser. I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. Stay cool, have fun, and get out and support local places to go.